Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, David Icke is coming up here in the next segment. Again, thank you for joining us. Alex Jones here live on this Thursday edition. A couple program notes. Number one, I will be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday radio show. I'll leave it at that. Number two, I will be out on the streets of Austin today hanging up Obama posters. Stop the dictator Obama. And we've been sent hundreds and hundreds of entries for the contest. If you go to Infowars.com, it says Stop Obama Contest. There's a green link up there in the nav bar by the breaking news red link. And hundreds of people are sending us great photoshops of posters, and they're saying, here's my entry. Read the rules. You have to create or use our posters that we have right there and then hang them in public, legal, lawful commons, like the downtown area where all the other posters are at. And because it is political, somebody might try to say something to you, but they, if it's a commons area where everybody does that and it's fine, they can't say anything. Check your local laws. On the other hand, I'm being sent some videos that are really great, but it's like hanging them up at gas stations. And I don't mean on the bulletin board. I mean like sticking them to things. Folks, you don't want to do that. Or if you do, just make sure it's in a public commons area where other people do it. You know, if it's a telephone pole with 100, you know, nails in it or 1,000 nails, it's almost like a work of art how many nails there are. For some reason, I think that looks cool. And yeah, you go staple it up there or glue it up there. That's fine. Somebody says something to you and it's like, did you go after the lady with the lost dog sign above it? You don't like my political speech. That is the most protected. And so the point of this contest is then the media will start covering these, and then it will get more attention. And this is an example of the grassroots power of people going out and hanging up signs. Everybody needs to do it, even if you're not trying to win the $15,000. $5,000 in by midnight central tomorrow, and we're going to watch them over the weekend, and by Monday night on Nightly News, we'll announce the winner. That's phase one, to get it going. Then 2 weeks later, $10,000. But legal, lawful areas, it's so easy. I mean, look, if you went out to the outside of a sporting event and handed out 1,000 copies and shot a good video of it, that would be in the running. If you went to the big downtown district where there's all the thousands of posters and hung up, it's whoever hangs up the most and shoots a good video of it and uploads it to YouTube and then sends it to contests at Infowars.com. And again, we're getting hundreds and hundreds of great posters sent to us. We're happy to link to those. Some of them are a lot better than even ours. We have some great graphics people. Kay did an amazing job here in our office on that one. Murdering Dictator Obama, Infowars.com. Show them some of the other ones. But we also have listeners sending us some very creative ones. But it's not a poster contest just to make a poster. Okay? It's to hang them in public, get off the bench, and get involved on the street. That's what it is all about. And people say, well, why don't you do a Mitt Romney one? Okay, we'll create a half Obama, half Romney one. The point is, it's Obama that's trying to become a dictator right now. Well, if Romney does all this stuff, if he gets in, we'll go after him. You better believe it, politically. He is launching wars without approval, going after our guns without laws. He is shutting down power plants without laws. He's legalizing illegals. This is horrible. And when the media freaks out about it, they're taking the bait. So after you're done hanging them up, call up the local news and say, did you see this downtown? There's hundreds of posters calling Obama murdering scum. You better report on it. Here's the street. So the idiots who hate free speech go out and show themselves. Then they'll run TV pieces against it. It'll backfire, and everybody else that understands it'll go put them up. That's what happened 3 years ago. So we're baiting the tyrants. You understand this? So it's at Infowars.com right now. A lot of amazing videos already coming in. This is just the kickstart, priming the pump, $5,000. You got till tomorrow night. It's easy. Print off the posters, go hang them up, shoot video, upload it, send it to us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends, you have found at the tip of the spear when it comes to trying to break humanity out of the mind control physical trance that people are under medically. That's mainline science. The general public of television, iPad heads, is in a near sleep state, sleep walking phase. Major studies out, just type in Alzheimer's, television viewing, heavily connected to Alzheimer's. People are literally in a sleep state. They are the waking, walking, zombie, undead. And we are here to unlock their minds. What does John Carpenter show us in They Live? They live, we sleep. We're in their little false matrix-like consumer reality. Meanwhile, the real decisions are going on around us, and humanity is doing one of two things, sinking deeper into the sleep of living death, the trance, or accelerating their awakening. We are in such an incredible crossroads. This time is so amazing right now. But those that think they're going to find satisfaction through Madison Avenue in this culture of death, they're more unhappy than ever and desperate. All the studies and research show, but those that are awakening are so alive, we can hardly even handle it. It's so incredible. The New World Order cannot fulfill you, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the trap. You get deeper into it, you think that you'll be happy if you just go still deeper. We're going to be talking to David Icke, Icon of Awakening here in just a moment. DavidIke.com. I'm Alex Jones, of course, of InfoWars.com. It is the 21st day of June 2012 on this Thursday transmission. Here's some of what's coming up after David leaves us. The new TSA checkpoints expanding outside the airports, trusted traveler, but they're going to keep the groping, just add more with the hope that maybe if you behave yourself, you won't have to be abused. Total Pavlovian psychological conditioning, we told you a decade ago. After they terrorize you with the TSA, they would give you the solution, the cashless society, face scanning to buy and sell. This begins with the TSA, authorizing you to have jobs, to travel. It's an open announcement. That's how we knew all this was coming, the highway checkpoints, all of it. It's happening worldwide, by the way, standardized. Big Supreme Court announcements are set to come out today or in the next few days on socialist health care, eugenics health care, all of it. House panel votes to cite Holder for contempt of Congress. Obama pulls a Nixon and cites executive privilege. But you can't do that for crimes. You can only do that for private government operations, private meetings with ambassadors and people. You can't do it with shipping guns to Mexico as a false flag terror attack. Will this false flag terror attack that's killed thousands on both sides of the border bring this criminal to justice? And is it a good thing? We'll ask David Icke here in a moment. Is it good to punish a puppet? Does it scare other puppets not to follow their master's orders? It's a big victory. Fast and Furious came out because ATF wasn't pure evil, started leaking it. Also coming up, they're running new TV ads saying whites are inherently racist and bad. This is to create racial division. Right as many race wars break out and many blacks believe whites are evil and are now physically attacking them. The media is saying this is a great thing. They want us at each other's throats. We're also going to get into Australia plays its part in, quote, going green. Carbon taxes start next week. They say you'll be arrested if you criticize the carbon taxes. You cannot make up the magnitude of this. We're going to be breaking it all down today. And joining us now is David Icke. I haven't talked to David, best-selling author, former champion, goalie, BBC anchor, news and sports. I say head of the Green Party. He's here with us, former head of the Green Party. He's here with us today as he joins us every few months, graciously out of his busy schedule, to continue to chronicle where we are from his perspective on the map of awakening, fear versus love. And David, I don't ever do pre-interviews with you. So much is happening, but things are becoming so clear to those of us that are awakening. It's always a process of always still awakening more. I wouldn't say I'm awake, but compared to those that are in deep sleep, we are certainly on fire with the awakening. Out of the gates, what is front and center on David Icke's radar?
Well, a lot of things, really, Alex, not least sitting in Britain this summer. We have a nightmare of Illuminati satanic rituals called celebrations of the Queen's 60th year on the throne and the Olympics and all that stuff. And it's all going on simultaneously. I mean, the Queen stuff has died down a bit now, but the Olympics is coming. So that's a major part of it. It's, you know, the symbolism is just an open book to anyone who studied it, what's been going on. But you bring it, an interesting point up there about people awakening and people not awakening. And it absolutely fits with what I've been saying and writing for years about the nature of the way we experience reality. For me, we have what I call body-mind, which is that which basically experiences the world through the conscious mind of the five senses. But we are in our infinite self, consciousness, awareness, that is beyond this reality of the five senses. And the idea in a non-manipulated, non-suppressed and twisted, distorted, inverted world, we would have the connection and the experience of the five senses. We'd be in this world, in this reality, in this frequency band we call visible light, the electromagnetic field. But we would not be totally of it because we would have a connection and an influence from levels of our awareness, not some external guy in a spacesuit, in a UFO, the greater level of our own consciousness, which would be giving us a fix on from that greater perspective, from the top of the hill, if you like, of what we're actually experiencing. So you're in this world because you're interacting with it through the five senses, but you're not totally of this world in terms of the way you're perceiving it. Now, the whole basis of this conspiracy, the foundation of it, is to enslave our point of attention in the five senses, in what I call body-mind. Because then, once that influence of the greater self has been silenced, if you like, then the only place that people are going to try to get a fix on who they are, where they are, and the nature of the reality they're experiencing is to look outward through the eyes and the ears and look at the information that's coming back at them from that direction. And who is that? That's the education system, which has been set up specifically to program children and young people to become the non-challenging, non-questioning slaves as adults. It's the global media 24/7 in all its incredible forms now and expressions, which is feeding us a fake version of reality and a program version of reality. Peer pressure is doing it from people who've been through the same system. Parents are doing it to children because they've been through the same programming. And so it goes on. And so you get locked in this reality of little me, of I have no power, of I'm so limited, which is where they want us. But when you start to awaken, you know, these truisms, these phrases that we use and throw away all the time have profound truths in them, like, will you open your mind? When you open your mind, you let other levels of your awareness in, and suddenly you are not only seeing things, perceiving things that you couldn't see before, you're now seeing how dots connect, which you couldn't see before.
Sure.
Because you were in the world of the dots. Now you're accessing a level of self that can see how the dots connect. And not only that,
you're pulling back, basically. You're pulling back and seeing the larger image.
You're expanding your consciousness. It's like the difference between standing at a wall and looking at close range at a brick, and then pulling out and realizing that brick is part of a house, the house is part of a street, the street is part of a town, the town's part of a country, the country's part of a world, etc., which you see from the bigger picture.
And it's incredible to see the global standardization that you've talked about so much. I mean, this whole thing is a plan.
It is a plan, and it is, as I've been saying for years, at its foundation, the conspiracy is a mind game, and it has to be for a simple reason. The number of people in full awareness, or even major awareness, of what's happening and why and where the direction's going are so tiny compared with the target population that they cannot do it physically. They can in small areas with soldiers at the door and tanks in the streets, yes, but they cannot do it to 7 billion people. The only way they can do it and control 7 billion is to get them to perceive reality, perceive self, little me, no power, and all the rest.
It's all a magician's trick. That's what the big government buildings are about. It's what the black uniforms are about. It's what this idea in all the dramas and shows about superheroes, the general public are cowardly and weak and pathetic. Only supermen can get something done. And now I go out and look at the public. They're so incredibly timid from just the way they were 20, 30 years ago when I was in high school and college. I mean, I'm not some tough guy. I'm not some adventurer. People think it's bold to go hang up posters against the government now. That's nothing. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, this is very much a time of a fork in the road, and which, you know, fork we take is completely in our power to decide. But it's a fork in the road between those that are getting pulled more and more into the five senses and the narrow, myopic perception of reality and personal power, and those that are awakening to the opposite. And what happens when you awaken to that greater self is something else happens, which you kind of alluded to earlier, which is that you start to get energized, because the more that we are imprisoned and enslaved in the bubble, that bubble is a bubble of energy as well as a bubble of awareness, and thus it constantly limits the amount of energy that we're actually working with. When you open your mind and let consciousness in, with that comes not only greater insight and greater awareness, but what comes with it is greater actual energy and vibrance and vitality because of what we're letting in.
Well said, David Icke. Let's look at what's happening in the 5 cents world straight ahead and beyond. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
They've come to destroy us. All right, I want to talk with David Icke in a short segment, long segment's coming up, about the Endgame Master Plan. I know he's written about it, he's talked about it, he's got a new book coming out, and I agree with a lot of his analysis about, you know, the nature of these people, whether they're delusional or not, who they think they are, what they're into, the occult, the fact that they see us as animals, the fact that they love suffering and pain. They're not like a normal person. It's a guild of psychopaths. And then some. They certainly believe what David Icke says they believe. Now, whether that is the case or not, whether they are what they think they are, the point is these people are out of their minds. They are totally and completely out of their minds and involved in eugenics, poisoning our food and water on record. David, this stuff's all coming out now. The Rockefeller documents, the UN's announcing they want to reduce population. Time Magazine, Newsweek are saying kill old people, kill children up to age 3. They're trying to get everybody just to accept pure evil that every culture knows is bad as good and say that good is bad. And they're now coming out in autopsy reports I saw a few months ago where most people that are now having autopsies done, they're finding nanotech in the brain that's in a lot of the processed foods. They've got designer viruses to try to make us submit, that, quote, make us not be angry anymore, that literally eat parts of our brain. That's mainstream news. So how do we stand up against that, these super weapons, these things they're about to deploy and are already testing on us? Because you talk about consciousness, everything they do now is targeted at the unconscious. That's why if you're somewhat awake, it's cartoonishly ridiculous. But for those that are in this trance state, they're believing everything the magician tells them. I mean, I'm babbling here, but you get where I'm going with this. What is their master plan? What is the technocracy, the drones, the control grid? What is it all about? Where do they want to take us with this?
Well, the thing is about mind, body, and consciousness is it's my feeling very strongly after nearly a quarter of a century of researching this full time that they have a frequency range which they are, if you like, it's their home stadium. And it's basically the frequency range of body-mind. It's the five senses and a bit deeper into the subconscious from there. When people become truly not awake, you know, it was a good point you made earlier, and it's a point I make all the time. None of us are awake because the potential of full awakeness, which is to be all that is, has been, and ever can be in full awareness, is rather difficult through these biological body computers that we call the human body, which are filtering, and they're full of programs to filter and
our Earth suit interface is limited.
Yeah, very. But you know, within that limitation, you can become massively more aware and massively more conscious than humanity is, beyond imagination more conscious. And once you enter those states, you're no longer playing away from home. You're no longer playing in their stadium. Not only can you see things that you can't see through the five senses, because it's basically looking, you know, through the wrong end of a telescope when you get caught in the five senses alone, but you can also disconnect energetically from them, and they don't have the same impact upon you. Like someone who has an awakening consciousness, their frequency, everyone's vibrating to a frequency. That's why they want DNA databases, or one of the reasons is because from the DNA they can assess and find the exact frequency that someone's vibrating or broadcasting on, and therefore they can fire technology like energy weapons at them.
And by the way, the mystics said that thousands of years ago in every culture. Now they've proven DNA is really an antenna, and that 96% they said was junk is not junk at all.
Well, this is an important point. You know, it's something I've gone into very, very deeply in the last little while, and I am today. I've been sitting in this seat now for 13 and a half hours since 5 o'clock this morning, actually working on some of that stuff. And, you know, what is happening is, you know, there's a Russian scientific research, there's some been done in America, where they found a language. This is so important. They found a language within the 98% or whatever of what they call junk DNA or non-coding DNA, which officially they don't know what it does. But these research teams have found a language in there. And it's a language that does not relate to the same coding as the few percent of DNA that they think, but not really, but they think they know about. And what they've also found, interestingly, is that this this DNA language reflects the patterns of human language, because some people, linguists and what have you, that have looked deeply at this, they found that the patterns of the English language, the patterns of languages from South America and Africa and etc., actually, although they sound different, their actual patterns are the same.
And everything is an expression. of the DNA. Stay there. This is the heaviest info. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, noon to 3 Eastern, we're here live. Thank you for joining us.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a.
Our guest is David Icke. He'll be with us about 15, 20 minutes in the next hour, and we'll be taking some phone calls later in the hour if you'd like to join us with any questions or comments. 800-259-9231, specifically for myself or David Icke. 800-259-9231. Now, again, I've studied eugenics. I wanted to discover what the globalists actually believe. They're occultists. They believe that they are the descendants of advanced extraterrestrials. They call it directed transpermia. And I have broken down the secrets of Prometheus leaked. That film, that clip I did has about 500,000 views on YouTube, so you know you're finding the right one. And I'm not saying I believe this. I'm saying the global controllers say this. And by the 1850s, and I'm talking Galton, the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Darwins, if you go back and read, and we've got all this research, the Darwins and all of them thought they were star men. H.G. Wells was just their front 50 years later. He worked for those families on record. He wanted world government, a super science class, getting rid of the family, merging with machines. They envisioned this. Darwin, if you look it up, believed he channeled it. That's something they don't like to talk about because they want to make it non-religious. No, it's religious. It's totally religious. And you see in, as I predicted accurately because I had the script, in Prometheus, it's really humans that seeded themselves on Earth. That's what the globalists believe. They believe that they are made in the image of God, but that they are God and that the aliens are God. And that they have been genetically basically spliced. And you can argue that's the kind of stuff that's in the Old Testament and things. But the point is, whether you believe this or not, I don't want the New York Times saying I'm saying this. This is what the establishment believes. And if you look at the ancient symbol, several thousand years old, the Caduceus symbol, I'm halfway pronouncing it right, the two twisted snakes, the symbol of medicine, and you look at the symbol of DNA, there it is. Now, again, the point is there's a lot of things the controllers know that the general public doesn't know. But if you really study them, you realize what David's saying. The actual controllers themselves are enslaved and locked in, and they're very into programming. They're very into ritual. Look at the Queen of England and all the things they do. The truth is they're only in power because they're ruthless. They're like cancer. Doesn't mean it's dominant. Okay, David, I'm ranting. You've got the floor. Break down what I'm getting into here. If you have any comments on Prometheus.
Well, yeah. Well, I could talk for the next 3 or 4 hours on this subject after researching it in such depth for so long, and I'll give you my fix of it after all this time. What movies like Prometheus and so many others are doing now? They're telling us. And it's a part in a big way about preparing us and programming our perception to accept it, that there was extraterrestrial non-human intervention in human genetics. I've got a grandson who's he's about five now. Just past five. And I was round at his house the other day, and he was reading this little book, and this book was for kids of his age, and it was a story about shape-shifting hybrids, hybrid genetic people and super people and all the rest of it, all the stuff that you're getting in these movies. This is basically what happened. Human genetics was manipulated to turn us into a slave race. And it was done by encoding junk DNA, non-coding DNA, with emotional and perception programs, which if we get pulled only into the five senses and the lower mind, then those programs run our lives. And it is quite possible, people will be shocked by this, but it is very possible and probably very likely, it's not uncommon, that people can go through their entire lives without having an original thought or emotional response that hasn't come from the DNA biological software program. Now, these bloodlines, these so-called elite bloodlines, they are different. They are different because they've got a different programming. They were specifically created with programs running in their junk DNA, which delete, first of all, and my goodness me, this will explain a lot of things, which delete the ability to manifest or feel empathy. They have no ability to feel empathy or to put themselves in the feelings of those who they target, their victims. None at all. 3,000 dead on 9/11, pepper bombing Tripoli, not a problem. Making people, kids starve in Africa in a world of plenty, not a problem. There's no emotional consequence. They cannot decode it. They cannot filter it. And the other thing that's in other things that's in their DNA is that it is programmed to worship these entities as gods. And this is what Satanism is about. Satanism is making human sacrifice to the gods. Now, who are the gods? They operate outside of human sight, which is pathetically narrow. What scientists call visible light, which is the only frequency range that we can decode into what we see as a world of the conscious mind, is so tiny. It's unbelievable. Even mainstream science says that the electromagnetic spectrum is about 0.005% of what exists in the universe in mass, matter, and all the rest of it. Some people scientists say, is a bit wider than that, but not by much. And visible light is only a tiny fraction of that 0.005% or a little bit more in the eyes of some scientists. So we're actually basically blind. And now I've got a quote here from an article on DNA, which says this: from the characteristic form of this giant molecule, a wound double helix, the DNA represents an ideal electromagnetic antenna. On one hand, it is elongated and thus a blade which can take up very well electrical pulses. On the other hand, seen from above, it has the form of a ring and thus is a very magnetical antenna. So we are picking up, like a radio or anything that's a receiver transmitter, we are receiving and transmitting on the frequency that the receiver transmitters are tuned to. And what the idea is, and this is what the impact of this radiation agenda, of the mobile phone agenda, of the food and drink chemical agenda, probably of the chemtrail agenda, too, in part, everything has many reasons, is actually to manipulate the DNA so that it receives and transmits on a narrower and narrower band, which means that we are bringing into our awareness, our daily perception, less and less and less, unless we're conscious.
So these are psychological warfare overlay compulsions, and you know, the globalist, again, all I know is this, David, and this is what gives some credibility to what you're saying. Certainly their psychology is what you say. They believe what you say. I've studied them. That's why they do these rituals. They, in fact, they just don't feel empathy. They actually enjoy hurting innocents. That's why every culture is run by a weird secret sect that demands you bring your babies to them so they can chop them up, cut their hearts out, throw them into pits to idols, eat them. You know, I mean, that's not normal people. Why does every society manifest that group? Regardless, this is what we face with this system. But just to correct myself, it's not directed panspermia. I was saying directed transpermia. It's directed panspermia. And folks, look this up. This is in the big scientific books, you know, the Reuters, New York Times, the Huxleys, the Wedgwoods. 160 years ago, this whole school comes out and says, we're going to discover this DNA. We're going to do, and they created all the modern sciences, psychology, biometrics is 160 years old. Everything we are today, modern medicine, this group out of the British Empire, if you study it, it always leads back there. They created this modern world, and that's how they could write about atomic weapons 50 years before they were out. They could talk about DNA 100 years before they discovered it. How advanced is the secret technology they've got? Because in deep research of their own writings, there is no way they just envisioned all of this. What's happening?
Well, what it is directed information. That's what it is. Because, you know, we see, and this is when you get into quantum physics and the deeper levels of reality, what we see as a physical world is not a physical world at all. It's a holographic world, illusory physical. And it has many levels. It has the holographic level. It has a digital level. This was very well symbolized in the Matrix movies when Neo overcame death towards the end and saw everything as digital and all the digital things on the screens of the computers of the Matrix. That was the digital level being symbolized of this reality. There's an electrical electromagnetic level, and the foundation of it in terms of its construct of everything is a waveform level. Some people call it the vibrational level, but the waveform level. And therefore everything we see in the holographic so-called physical world, whether it's food or drink or any of it, is actually in its base form a waveform information
energy
field. So when you consume rubbish in food and chemicals in food and drink, you are actually absorbing into your energy field distorted twisted vibrational energetic information fields. And that's the level it's going on, Alex, because that distortion, that energetic twisting distorts and twists the DNA which it interacts with, and thus changes and distorts the way that it decodes reality. Now, these particular bloodlines, they have a different DNA setup, which is one of the reasons they think they're so bloody special, which is actually decoding reality in a different way, not just with a lack of empathy, but they're actually able to access things in terms of their awareness of things that are beyond what humans can. This has been done specifically so that they can be in a situation of power and all the rest of it. And so what they're doing in their rituals and what have you is they're interacting with these gods. I mean, I've talked to endless people around the world who have actually participated in these rituals, most of them against their will, and they all tell the same story about how some of these horrific looking entities are manifest in the rituals because of the energetic fields that the rituals are designed to generate. And when you go into this whole area going way back in history, whenever these entities are talked about by the ancients, one thing always is, many things, but this thing is always there, invariably. They demanded human sacrifice. Kredo Mutwa, a high Zulu shaman who's in his 90s now, a library of knowledge of ancient African lore and legends, he says that the legends say very clearly that cannibalism was introduced by these entities because they demanded it. And you know from what you've researched and what have you, and others that have researched this, these people do drink blood and eat the flesh. They do. And what's happening is, because these entities are operating at a different frequency outside of visible light, they can absorb energy in a different way to we can. When we express emotion, for instance, or fear or terror, you see someone's body language, their face, everything expressing that terror. But you can't see the energy that is generating. They operate in frequency bands which are in sync with that energy, so they can absorb it, never mind see it.
And this is what the atheists don't get.
Human fear, collective and individual human fear. So the more wars there are, the more economic crashes with all the emotional fear and what that come from that, all the more illness and death there are, they're feeding off it. They feed off that energy of death.
You're absolutely on target with this, because if you look at it, everybody knows types that are psychic vampires. They love pain. They love to upset things. That's the state they like to get into. How many university studies, thousands, have proven the sixth sense, where you're at a restaurant, you feel somebody intensely looking at you, you turn around and there are their eyes. That has been proven in double-blind studies. This is what the controllers are aware of, but as you said, the ruling elite, every evidence is there that they themselves are a minion class and are basically addled and blind and don't know what's going on. I mean, it's and again, folks, the mystery, the majesty of being on a planet in space and all the incredible things around us, and we're worried about Bill Clinton and Obama and Mitt Romney and Dancing with the Stars. Everything is about narrowing what we're doing. Regardless of what you take away from this, that is a fact, and every culture was taken over by psychopathic killers. David Icke.
Well, this is another area that I'd like to talk about, which is very relevant to all this and explains a lot more things. You mentioned there about feeling the eyes of someone and turning around and they're looking at you. You're obviously not feeling their eyes. You're feeling their energy field for a simple reason. There's a great phrase which is absolutely profoundly true. Energy flows where attention goes. And so when someone is focusing their attention on you, they are focusing an energetic connection to you, which that attention generates. Thus, you feel that energetic channel, that attention, and you turn around and they're looking at you. Now, this brings us into a massively important area to understand why these people put symbols and what have you, like the all-seeing eye and the flame and all the other things all around us, and why the buildings are built in certain ways and all the rest of it, and the power of television. Energy flows where attention goes. And what they do is that they create these symbols which resonate energetically in frequency terms to these entities. The same frequency of the energy field is vibrating that those energies, those entities vibrate to. Therefore, when people are manipulated to focus their attention upon a symbol of these entities, then there is an energetic channel generated between the person observing and focusing and the entity, just as you feel that same situation in a restaurant. When
it's an electrical connection, and they're not just sucking power out of everybody like the Matrix. They're also able to send information back.
Well, energy is information. Every time I say energy, I'm saying information. The whole universe is information, decoded and encoded information. Everything is. And it's manipulating that information that decides what is encoded, therefore what is decoded, that this whole conspiracy is founded on. So when you come to where I am now and the summer in London, which is a major, major center of the Earth's energy grid, the Earth's
electromagnetic field. This is a giant worship fest of the Illuminati.
Yeah, but why? Why is the Illuminati so, and the families so centered in London? Why are they so focused in the city of London? Why? The answer is because they know, and this is why these pathetically small islands have had such a gigantic impact upon the world. It's because they came here a long time ago and settled one of their centers of operation.
Stay there. Got to go to break, Dave. We're going to come back with this. We'll also talk about all these.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265, 1-888-545-6265, and say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now, preparewise.com.
I want to know the globalist endgame from David Icke's research. We're going to ask him that in a moment when he finishes his point. By the way, symbolism is important. That's why I'm saying hang up posters everywhere exposing Obama as a dictator. We have a green link to some of the videos that are coming in the posters at InfoWars.com on the right-hand top navigation bar. Stop Dictator Obama, InfoWars.com. Also, you support the broadcast when you buy books, videos, T-shirts at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Here's our newest shirt, End the TSA. And next time I fly, I'm going to videotape it too. I'm going to wear this through there. And I'm going to see if they get in my face. See, I'm not scared of them getting in my face. I want to draw them out. The system wants it all to be incremental, boiling us slowly. They don't want us to respond to them. So the new shirt, End the TSA. You ought to shoot video yourself with this. I mean, they get in your face, say, yeah, I don't want to be groped. I don't like you putting yourself in the way of travel. But you don't like it? You know, don't mess with my First Amendment. You want a civil rights violation lawsuit? You're not allowed to ask me about my shirt. Bunch of pervs. The point is, hey, they ought to name all these airports Jerry Sandusky International. Okay? That's what they're into. And that's what all this is about. Psychologists admit this is training kids for this, which Ike exposes as another thing these psychic vampires do. David, I want to get into all these zombie attacks that are starting, where people just become total animals now. And I guess from all the zombie programming on television, when they get into a subconscious mode, start trying to eat people. We see this in other cases in history when things start degenerating down to these lower bestial frequencies, as you call them. David, please continue.
Well, if I could just finish the point from a few minutes ago, these rituals in Britain and London this summer, the Olympics and the Diamond Jubilee and what have you, they're not obviously selected by random accident. It's been done and prepared for a long time, because the Earth has an energy field, yes, and it has an energy grid, an energy grid of force lines, which are called meridian lines or ley lines or whatever. This is a grid of energy, a grid of information. And where these lines cross, a vortex is created. Where lots and lots of these lines cross, an enormous vortex is created. And these vortexes are interdimensional gateways, because the vortex spins several realities in the same vortex.
And I got to interrupt, folks, even if you don't believe this, the elite in their own writings believe this. That's why they build these Stonehenges all over the world at these sites. Ancient cultures thought something was going on, and the elites today travel and build in those areas.
And London and the British Isles is one of the great centers, perhaps the great center of this entire global web of information, of energetic information and these ley lines vortexes. Thus, what they do in Britain, what they do in London in terms of rituals and which is the manipulation of this energy field, impacts itself on the entire global energy field, because that's the heart center from which it all flows out across the world. And what we're experiencing now this summer, and we're in the midst of, is a massive double ritual to do exactly that. And of course, one of the especially with the Olympics, but also with the Diamond Jubilee.
They admit that's an Olympic. Hitler created it with the rings and all of it.
Yeah, and it's the flame. And the flame is also has the potential to be an interdimensional doorway. It's the nature of fire. This is why in their satanic rituals and at Bohemian Grove, they have fires. They use fire because they know that
it's
possible.
No, in Satanism, they just caught a guy doing it a few weeks ago. They burn a child. The burning is very important.
The fire is very much at the center of it, because they know it's an interdimensional portal, or potentially so. And that's why when a lot of people and psychics and others, they look into fire, they see things. They see other dimensional things, because it's through the fire. And it, at the end
stay
of
stay there. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.